This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, the global economy. I welcome Elizabeth Peake, my colleague, Fox News columnist, The Hill columnist, to comment on what is in front of us right now, which is an American economy that now and again has the word slowdown attached to it. No recession now. Slowdown. And yet, there is evidence in parts of the economy that it's doing very well. All this will be determinative of the Federal Reserve's next meeting as to whether the interest rates charged the best customers is appropriate to the economy we now see before us at Christmas time. Liz, a very good evening to you. I report only as anecdote that the word slowdown is now routine. The word recession has retired for the moment. And no one's arguing that there are changes coming, perhaps driven by AI, perhaps by the tariffs being argued before the Supreme Court and a decision pending in these next weeks or months. But in any event, at the same time, the consumer seems sophisticated and straightforward and ready to start a new year. How do you see it, Liz? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, what are the reasons that people are talking about a slowdown? First of all, hiring. Hiring is clearly not what it was during Joe Biden's era. But of course, we don't really have up-to-date data on hiring. And I think what you can say is that, yes, it's lower numbers than those that were frequently reported by Joe Biden, although then they were typically revised downward. But, you know, we're not looking at 150,000, 200,000 jobs being added per month. We're looking at more like a 50,000 number, we think. Remember that a lot of Joe Biden's hiring was government workers. And recently, there's been some pretty alarming reports out of an outplacement firm called Challenger Gray and Christmas, talking about how layoffs and this year are about 1 million, much higher than they've been in a long time, et cetera. If you look at the numbers, and it seems like very few people have done this, you find out that about a third of that is government layoffs. And I think most people, most conservatives would say that's a good thing. I mean, you're basically replacing government workers with private sector workers, government investment with private investment, which has, with the latter having much higher rates of return, much higher productivity, et cetera. So I think the hiring story is a little misleading, but there also is something you and I have talked about for weeks, if not months now, which is that AI is definitely having an impact on hiring and also beginning to have an impact on firing, where you see layoffs not only in government, it's also technology. About 100,000 technology jobs have been lost this year. And let's face it, Silicon Valley is one of the originators of AI. They're the most avid consumers of AI. If there are places where junior or middle management people can be replaced by AI, you can bet Silicon Valley is taking every advantage of that. And so there have been layoffs there. So I think the AI story is going to be with us for a very long time. I think people are going to be really sifting through the incoming data to see what the impact is. But speaking of incoming data, obviously we don't have any reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which has occasioned caution on the part of Jay Powell at his last meeting. Yes, they cut rates, but they also said that a rate cut in December was certainly not a foregone conclusion because they're always data driven and they don't have much data right now. They don't know what the job picture looks like. Anyway, my bet would be that there will be another rate cut in December because there's more and more focus on housing and the housing market. And I think everybody feels that lower mortgage rates would be very helpful to rebooting the housing market and getting something going. Of course, anytime you talk about the economy, John, it has to focus on the consumer. And it is interesting right now. There are a lot of different sort of narratives out there about what's happening to the consumer. You certainly hear a lot about the K-shaped spending. That is to say that there is that the upper echelons of income earners in America are doing very well. bolstered by not only rising wages, Wall Street bonuses, but also stock prices. I mean, you know, this is where you get a tremendous wealth effect taking place. And we've had just a very good run in the stock market. Unless that falters, I think you're going to see that continues to boost spending on the upper tier. The other half of the country, or the other really 70% of the country, is not spending as robustly because, even though real wages are going up, they're still feeling the effects of Biden inflation and the inflation that has happened more recently. One thing that's kind of curious, if you were noted, very recently, the University of Michigan came out with their most recent consumer sentiment data, and it was pretty terrible. It really ticked down very substantially from the prior month. And that's being read as not only concern about getting a job, but also concern about the economy overall. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think consumer sentiment's also affected by things like the government shutdown. And I don't know about you, I think a lot of people were really sick and tired of all the bickering in Congress about moving the budget process forward, just sort of reinforcing the view, pretty legitimate and widespread view, that it is, that the Congress is sort of incompetent and can't get much done. After all, we had the Republicans take over the House, and they were vowing that the budget process would be going on time. We'd get back to regular order, all these promises. And I think Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has done a credible job of moving us in that direction. But the truth is, it looks like a shambles up until like this week. And I think that has also weighed on consumer sentiment. I look to things like the Bank of America reports. They are saying that consumers doing okay. We're now looking at holiday spending. The National Federation, the Retail Federation, is saying it's going to be a good, solid, like 3.5-4% increase. A lot of other groups, including a Gallup survey, showed it was going to be more than that. So we'll see. But there's no hard evidence right now that the consumer is cracking in any measurable way.
My attention is not for Washington. It's for the marketplace and how it perceives the economy right now. There has been an emphasis on one group of stocks for a year. And the question is always, when is that going to fan out and become a more stable market, or when is it going to pop? That's the bubble metaphor. I don't have an example of neither happening heretofore, but it would appear at this point that the excitement of AI is ebbing. Not that it's seen as a bubble, it's seen as there are other things to do now as the economy rights itself with this productivity gain that we're going to mention again and again. And where we see that, Amazon has 1.5 million workers. They announced the other day they're going to eliminate 14,000 jobs. When you have 1.5 million, that's not a big number, but it looks shocking. Those 14,000 people, they're not going to be unemployed, Liz. There are other jobs for them to do. So I'm not quite sure whether AI is really a major factor going ahead, or rather that the gains of AI are going to attach to all the companies that are going to show better profits. Isn't that what Wall Street really cares about? Not how you got there. It's that your top line and your bottom line are improving.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so why would there be anxiety about AI? Well, first of all, because a lot of companies are investing enormous amounts of money. This is what happened to Meta last week. They had very good earnings, very strong earnings, topped analyst expectations for revenues and earnings. But they also announced that they were going to spend a boatload of money. I can't remember the exact number. And I think they're not the only ones. I think people are beginning to look at these companies and say, okay, what are the returns on this mammoth amount of spending going to look like? And is it going to really pay off? Look, I think the bigger issue is that these stocks have just been gangbuster gainers for the last couple of years, enormous increases. And yes, profits are doubling and tripling, and they're doing extremely well for companies like NVIDIA, for example. But there's a feeling that you're now pricing in everything that could go right. And if anything starts to go wrong, then these stocks get hit very hard. I mean, it's a risk issue, obviously. And we saw that just yesterday with a company called CoreWeave, which had enormous gains in revenue. The revenue more than doubled in the third quarter, but the shares were down 5% after hours because, because their particular data center was delayed and it was involving an enormous amount of spending.
CoreWeave is a data center construction.
It's
going on across the country in
right.
many
and
states.
Right, and you can, I mean, it's one of these sort of ancillary businesses attached to AI development that have been booming. Everybody needs a data center, but then all of a sudden one thing goes wrong and the stock gets absolutely hammered. So I think it's value. It's about valuation. It's not about the story. The story is intact for sure. Everybody and his uncle wants to adopt AI. I know you use it. An awful lot of people are using it. Businesses, I've been told by a very top headhunter who recruits nobody but CEO and C-suite level people that if you don't know how to use AI and you're not conversant with it, you're just not in the mix. You're not going to be hired. And I'm sure that that's true because this is beginning to dominate every conversation, certainly about productivity, efficiency, hiring, et cetera. It is the story.
The detail that I care most about is who's used it and who hasn't. It's striking the differences that you find in reporting about the fear of AI is people who haven't touched it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, people are afraid. Bernie Sanders, I wrote a piece last week about Bernie Sanders came out and said, we're going to lose as many as a million jobs. And he was citing a study. It wasn't him coming up with this number over the next 10 years. And I think people genuinely just don't know. They hear that Amazon is laying off people. By the way, I went back and looked. Amazon really hasn't increased its workforce in a long time. They've relied on robotics to replace workers for some time. So this isn't that shocking. And they have a huge headcount, as you point out. But as people hear these stories and see the repeated reports of AI displacing jobs, and then they read that the jobs market isn't as robust as it used to be, you know, it scares people. I think it's a legitimate fear.
Elizabeth Peake for The Hill, a columnist for Fox News, a columnist. We're journalists, however, and when we come back, comment on the BBC brouhaha. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.